Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum, dear listeners. Hope you're doing well. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. And this is Youth Station. I'm your host, Hassanain, and we have our co-host with us.
Yeah, I'm here. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners and my brother.
Alaykum as-salam.
I am Beta, and once again, we are here at Youth Station, our sweet home.
Sister, sometimes I wonder that looking at the youth, looking at different people, some are good, some are polite, some are humble. Some are disrespectful and some are religious and some are like away from deen, away from religion. And sometimes I wonder that maybe it's the upbringing of their family, like that from different families, you know?
Yeah, when you go throughout the society, there is a variety of people, a variety of personalities, and there are so many factors involved to make your personality and who you are and your identity. But I believe the most important one is exactly the upbringing and the parenting that and the environment that they were grown up in. And I believe that there are things that are in your nature, but how to control these things and how to react over the problems of your life is what your parent will teach you and you will learn from them. And because of that, parenting and specifically being a mother is a really important role.
It's a key role, yeah.
It's a key role, specifically from the religious and Islamic point of view. But it is really difficult to raise a child, specifically in this world. I mean, the modern world.
You know, many people are concerned about this thing, especially many parents are concerned about these things. Like, how can we raise a young person with faith, with iman? Many people come with the complaints that, you know, our child, we tell him so much regarding prayers, so much about faith, but he doesn't listen. He's not interested in listening. You know, I feel that the problem lies in the right time, you know, when you should start parenting. You know, okay, the child is now, you know, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years. Someone has already laid the foundation.
You know, the problem of most parents is that they want to raise their children in the most sensitive age, which is like the age of 13 to 20, which is not the age of actually growing someone or
that's
teaching
actually
someone
the most
something.
Crucial stage of a human life. That's when a human, like, you know, he hits his puberty.
Yeah.
So, and the rest of the time, like, you know, since childhood to this age when he reaches, you know, someone else has worked on him. Because why? Because you haven't worked on him.
You know, I think the seed of parenting should be planted at the first time that your child is born. Okay, from that time, you have to practice whatever you want them to actually learn. I mean, if you want your children to be respectful, then you have to be respectful yourself. We can say, for example, throughout the family, that are educated, they read books a lot and so many other things, their children are interested in books too.
There are many different ways of doing this. The first way shouldn't be, you know, forcing your children.
Yeah.
You should never force your children. When your children are young, you should tell them stories. You should tell them in the form of stories.
Yeah.
If you want your children to have good faith, you cannot force them. Like, you know, faith is something that is, you have it in your inside, right? The particular should reach to that point, you know, okay, so I feel this way. It cannot be forced.
Yeah.
You should make them feel the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly.
You should teach them about the teachings of Allah. Like, you know, you should tell them how merciful our Lord is.
Yeah.
You know, this will lead them, you know, in falling in love with the Creator. Yeah, it cannot be forced. So you should tell them, you know, once they fall in love with the Creator, once they fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will automatically lead them to, you know, following the teachings of Allah.
I do believe in the method that you are talking about. For example, instead of just forcing them to do something that they don't have even at least clue about, for example, praying, mm-hmm. you can take your children to, for example, nature, to parks, to, I don't know, to show them the beauties in nature mm-hmm. and talk to them about these beauties, the creator of these beauties. Yeah. And I think it has its own effects in the children.
Right.
And another thing you mentioned I really believe in is just narrating the stories.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a child, my mother always sat next to me and narrated the stories of infallibles and imams and prophets me.
Like these child stories, like actually, like, you know, stay in our minds.
Yeah, exactly. I do remember those stories even at this time. And it has its own impacts on my decisions and the way I behave towards other people and so many other factors.
Before going any further, let's take a short break and start again.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Welcome back, dear listeners, and we are discussing about parenting and different ways of it. So, like one of them, we said that, you know, we can help them with narrating stories and make them fall in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make them, you know, first of all, we should make them know who their creator is.
Exactly.
You know, unless and until they don't know who Allah is, they cannot pray the Lord, right?
And
you need to know him first.
Yeah, and one thing which is really important in this parenting story is to know the real value of being a parent. Mm-hmm. You know, it is so beautiful, and at the same time, it is a really huge responsibility that you have the authority and you have the independency of growing a child, a human being, mm-hmm. a real human being is in your hands to actually grow it. And I think at the same time, which is really beautiful, I mean, this phenomenon is really beautiful, it has a really huge responsibility with itself, that you have to understand it and touch it and then go for knowledge of parenting, that we have so many narrations, we have so many verses in Holy Quran about how about parenting, and I think there is a lot of things we can actually learn from those narrations.
And apart from this, what I feel like, you know, the other most important factor to be is, you know, children learn what they see.
Yeah.
So, like, parents are like role models for them. Like, you know, parents are the first teachers for the children. You know, the child sees whatever you do. You know, it's a time of prayer. The muazzin is calling the adhan.
Yeah.
And you're not praying. So the child will like, okay, then you tell your child to pray. Like, you shouldn't even expect him to pray.
Yeah.
You know, children, they look at you and they learn. You know, you can sort of say that, you know, the same thing which applies to, you know, friends. Like, tell me who your friends are and tell you who you
exactly.
are. Like, you know, by looking at someone, we can, you know, make a guess. We can, you know, have an idea, like, what type of family background he has. What type of family is coming from?
Yeah, I think the first role model that these children, I mean, every child has, is their parents, you know. So if you want your children, for example, to be faithful, to be respectful, to be whatever, you have to actually practice it, and they mm-hmm. have to see it from you. And this is a really important fact that most of the children may forget. Like, they expect the children to study, but they don't even read a book in mm-hmm. front of their children. So this is a really key role. It has a really key role in parenting and growing a child. This is really interesting at the same time, that from the youth age, you have to get yourself prepared about parenting and so on. I mean,
You know, when I'm in the society, I see different types of people, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, in this society, in today's world, you know, my parents have, you know, like, upbrought me so well.
Exactly.
So, you know, sometimes I feel this makes me wonder, oh my God, like, this is going to be hard for me. Because, you know, the times are getting worse. So what should I do when I become a parent?
Exactly. The same question for me.
What should I do when I have a child?
Deep society full of fake people, full of these fake informations on social medias, full of, I don't know, deceiving each other.
Yeah.
And it is really scary to raise that child in a way that she or he is not going to get harmed and at the same time not be harmful to the society. I think it's a really difficult task that not anyone...
In fact, this is like a very concerning and many parents are worried regarding this. You know, I have many people who I know that they contact me and like, you know, living in the West.
Yeah.
Living in the West, that, you know, we are worried about our children's iman. We are worried about their faith. We don't know what their future is going to be. So and now if you talk to them regarding parenting and upbringing, you know, they say, okay, like, you know, the child is with us. Like, we do whatever we can.
Yeah.
So, but the like 6 or 7 hours of the day when he is in school, we don't know what's happening over there. So let's discuss this after a short break.
If you have any suggestion, our email is englishradio@irib.ir.
So welcome back to your listeners. And before the break, we're discussing about the problems faced by the parents and living in the West regarding the upbringing of their children. So they say that, you know, we try to teach them good morals, good values when they're with us, when the children are with us. But when they go to the school, of course, you know, the surrounding and the environment is not Islamic, right? You know, that, like, you know, many propagandas, many beliefs that are deviated from the path of Islam, that are against Islam.
You know, brother, I always tell myself that I'm really lucky that I was born in a religious family, specifically a Muslim country even.
Yeah, it's actually a blessing.
That is a blessing. And it is really a difficult task for Muslim people, Muslim parents in Western countries or non-Muslim countries to raise a child according to the Islamic principles. But it's not completely impossible because we have Muslim schools, Muslim communities, even in Western countries and so on. The first 7 years of the age of the children, that is so important for making the base of the personality of that children. What do you suggest to parents to practice in their parenting towards their children?
Yeah, for example, yeah, the main thing I've mentioned there, you know, parents are the teachers for children. They are the role model. Like, children learn whatever they see.
Yeah.
So first place, you yourself need to be a better person. If you want your children to be good, if you want your children to be faithful and religious, you yourself need to be a better person. So they look at you and learn from you. So this is the first thing. And the second thing, the foundation needs to be laid very well. You know, even when they go out, the society and the culture, which is not very Islamic, doesn't have an impact on your children.
Yeah.
And the last thing, and one of the most important things, what I feel is, you know, especially people living in the West, what I have seen is, you know, living in the West where, you know, you don't usually find Islam when you go out in the streets,
practically,
right?
Practically, yeah.
Yeah, you don't find Islam practically. So many families that have been successful in upbringing their children.
So why not you?
Are the ones that participate regularly in Aza, in the majalis.
Yeah.
So take your children to Aza and keep your children associated with deen and the Aza of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam.
Exactly.
So this will help them in learning of a lot of things.
So,
and there are many more. So, but I am afraid that we just had...
We're running out of time.
Yeah, we're running out of time. So that's it for today. With that being said, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings, be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Latif, 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 Ya Latif,